Hello, hello. This is Jackie with Elite Performance. And as fall sports are ramping up right now, I just wanted to have a quick conversation on there doesn't have to be anything wrong with your athlete to get sports psychology coaching. And I say that because I just notice a lot of times, like, we wait a long time until we need help, right? It's the idea of I'm going to wait till the doctor or wait until I go to the doctor in order to get medicine or get myself back to good health. There doesn't have to be anything wrong with your athlete in order to get to the next level. That means they don't have to wait until they feel extremely nervous and they start getting sick, that pukey kind of feeling. They don't have to wait until they have this lack of confidence. The beautiful thing is that if you feel your athlete is pretty mentally strong, that's great. Sports psychology is here to help any athlete meet them where they're at and have them get to the next level. So that means even if an athlete has confidence, my question would be, do they have unshakable confidence? Okay. And if they don't, you know, if they waver every once in a while, let's work on those strategies. If they have low self-confidence, well, let's build them to where they have confidence, where they believe in themselves. And then the next step is getting them to that unshakable confidence. Let's work on strategies in order to help us focus and concentrate and have us focus on our own competition instead of everything else that's happening out in front of us, which allows us to lose focus and concentration. So it doesn't have to be that, you know, I'm not a great player, I am a great player. Doesn't matter where you are out on the field, focus and concentration is going to help you across the board. Visualization and imagery are going to help you get to that next level wherever you are at. So that's the beautiful thing about sports psychology, that you don't have to wait until something catastrophic happens. Sports psychology coaching can help you at any time, at any place. And so when you have those big deal goals, you have those big dreams that you want to accomplish or your athlete wants to accomplish, any time is a great time. So that's why I say, don't wait. It's new, it's fresh in the season right now. You're building right now, you're building programs, you're building your goals, you're seeing what you can do. I would just advise, don't wait till the last second, because sports psychology is also a practice. What I teach, you do have to take into your practice. You have to practice at night when you're at home. And it's not something adding on to your plate. It's something that you're just more mindful of and you're conscious of. And it could even be journaling that's going to help you get to the next level on where you want to be. But everything is a practice. And your brain is like a muscle. And what's going to happen is you have to practice these sports psychology strategies because your brain is going to be resistant at first, and it's going to want to go backwards. It's like muscle. Our muscle, once we do something for so long, we don't have to think about it anymore, and our muscle will naturally do what we want it to do. Well, that's what our brain is going to do when we're not conscious of the strategies that we're trying to put in place. We have to be very conscious of it. We have to practice. We have to be very mindful of it in order for it to work. And so that's why I strongly encourage, don't wait to championship season, because you haven't had time to practice that and make it second nature to you. Okay. Your brain's going to be a little resistant and it's going to want to sit in the comfortable. Always remember, in order to grow, you need to be in the uncomfortable. And that's why we practice. That's why we practice sports psychology. And so at any time, if you have questions, how could sports psychology help? How could sports psychology help my athlete? Always feel free to reach out, send a message in the comments here, DM me, send an email, and I am more than happy to just listen to what is going on. And I can tell you which strategies are going to fit you the best so you can get to that next level in competition. So good luck to everybody in fall sports. And remember that sports psychology is for everyone. It's not just people who feel like they need it or something catastrophic has happened. It will benefit everyone. So take care and have a great week ahead. Adios, everybody.